Hello and welcome into the Sight and Sound Technology Podcast. My name is Stuart Lawler. This is episode number 66. podcast@sightandsound.co.uk is the email address if you'd like to get in touch with us. We always love to hear from you. We've had a very busy week. We were at Sight Village, London, not long back, back in the studio. The temperatures have dropped, but I have some nice recordings to share with you from our visit to Sight Village. We'll be hearing from Rob Powell. He's got the Jubilee Club magazine, and Frake from Hable One. Oh my God, I was so glad to meet Frake eventually. That's all coming up in the next couple of minutes. Stay right where you are. I don't know if you've been at Sight, if you were at Sight Village London, you're listening to this podcast, you'll know it was manic. I mean, of course, the fact that it was only one day, you know, there were so many people there, which is great to see people clearly wanting to come out after the restrictions we've all had to endure over the last couple of years. It was lovely to be back in Kensington Town Hall. There's something lovely for me as an Irish person. There's something lovely about going to London anyway. So I always enjoy my trips there. But it was lovely to be there. Lovely to meet so many people. And so many people came to the stand and said, I really enjoy the podcast and really enjoy the webinars and all the content that you're putting out at Sight and Sound. And it's really made us, you know, we very, very much appreciate all the people who took time to talk to us about that during the day at Sight Village. A lot of people who've been with us from the very start are tuning into us during lockdown or finding the podcast and saying how much they enjoy it. And thank you so much to everyone who took the time to come up to say hello to us. You know, it was so busy because what I try to do when I'm at these events, and I know others of my colleagues try to do it as well, just have a bit of a walk around and see who else is there and catch up, because we all know each other in this industry and it's nice to catch up with our friends. There was no time to do that and I had to leave early to get a flight back to Dublin. So it was just a bit manic. But if you were there, hope you enjoyed it. If you weren't, you will sample at least some of the atmosphere at Sight Village. I didn't get to do as much recording as I would have liked. We were going to do some podcast shorts and then we just decided to put them all into one program, hence this episode that you're listening to. But anyway, we do hope you'll enjoy it. More about that in just a sec. It's a little bit early as I record this to talk about Christmas and say the C word, although ads on the telly, certainly we're being flooded with Christmas now, aren't we? Anyway, Christmas is coming. Things are happening in Sight and Sound Technology. That's all I'm going to say for now. But join us. Keep an eye on our social media. Keep an eye on this podcast feed. Our next webinar Wednesday might be one you might want to tune into. On the 7th of December, we're going to be talking about some offers and other things that we might be doing over Christmas, which may interest you if you're struggling to buy a present for someone, we might be able to help. Now, podcast@sightandsound.co.uk is the email address, as I say. Thank you to so many people who get in touch. And we got some lovely feedback as well about Tony Shrubb's piece on episode 65, all about the Smart Vision 3. People are really liking that phone, by the way. I was talking to Stuart Beveridge, our friend from Seascape, the other day, and Stuart's a very, you know, he knows his stuff, and he's evaluated loads of pieces of technology, and he's blown away with the Smart Vision 3. He's really, really loving it, listening to his audio books and everything on it, I believe. Anyway, send us an email, podcast@sightandsound.co.uk. Let's go to Sight Village London and see what's happening. One of the things I said a moment ago was it was so lovely to meet people at Sight Village who had sort of been involved or listening to our webinars. One of those was a gentleman called Rob Powell, who's been on many of our webinars asking questions. Very, very nice guy. Came over to have a chat with me about the Jubilee Club magazine, which he runs. And which, by the way, I have to confess to yet to listen to, but I'm going to do that this week. Anyway, caught up with Rob right beside the Sight and Sound stand. So very, very busy. Apologies for all this, the noise on the recording. And asked him to tell me a little bit about the Jubilee Club magazine.
So, yeah, the Jubilee magazine for the blind. It's an audio magazine, and it's probably one of the very few left in the country now that is national, even international. So it's a general interest magazine. We enjoy receiving listeners... what we call talkbacks, when you can record them and email them to us or send them on a cassette tape. The magazine's produced on memory stick and it's produced bi-monthly. It's also available on Alexa, and we can also email a Dropbox link to people. I would describe it as a general interest magazine. We have themes for each issue, so we have poetry in the summer, we have a tech magazine at least once a year. The latest one was about visually impaired musicians, and the next one is the Christmas magazine. So yeah, sign up and hear our Christmas edition, and let's hope you'd like to come and join our family.
Okay, it's great to hear that magazines like this are still running, because in this big huge influx of podcasts and all the other content that has been thrown at us, do you still find clearly people want a more of a program style, which is what you're producing, I take it?
They certainly do. We've had 5 new people sign up this week, and nothing to do with this exhibition, but 5 new people have signed up this week, and we are growing. There are many people still who are visually impaired and live alone and can use their USB player or whatever, but can't use the internet or haven't got the internet, so they can't use an Alexa or something like that. And even so, it's that chatty type of thing where you might get anything that might come up. Podcasts tend to be subject related. They don't tend to be a general podcast that you could find anything on. And obviously, with the memory stick format, we can produce a 4-hour magazine each 2 months, whereas a podcast, you know, 90 minutes at the very, very most.
Okay, so listen, it sounds like it's going from strength to strength. You're going to keep going. How can people sign up?
So if you email jubileeclub2019@gmail.com, that's jubileeclub2019@gmail.com, or you write to 26 Wimborne Road, Southend-on-Sea, Essex, SS2, 5 Juliet Foxtrot, or alternatively, you can always ring us on 01702 617 187, or mobile 07900 264 769.
Oh God, there's a contact method there for just about everybody, I think.
That's the idea.
I must apologise.
And the magazine is free, but we do a Christmas appeal every year where we ask for donations.
Rob, great to see you. Thanks for coming over to the stand. Lovely to meet you in person, and enjoy the rest of the exhibition.
Thank you very much, Stuart.
Many thanks, Rob. Great to catch up with Rob Powell and Jubilee Club magazine. My God, there's enough there's enough ways to get in touch with Rob anyway. So do get in touch. Great to see magazines like that still going strong. You know, I remember years and years ago, the big, you know, at the time, the tape magazine was the big thing. You'd get a tape, put in a pouch, and you'd send it off and come back in the post the next month with the next magazine on it. And it might be on a C60 or a C90, really showing my age here. But you remember all those things. Great to see all the great work that Rob is still doing with his Jubilee magazine. Make sure you check it out, because sounds like there's some really great content that he's covering. Now, I also... at Sight Village got to catch up with Frake from the Hable One team. Absolutely delighted to meet him eventually, because we had so many conversations online. So have a listen to this. You join us at Site Village in London, and I'm absolutely delighted after so many virtual conversations to be with Freek van Welsenes from Hebel. Freek, great to see you in person.
Yeah, Stuart, I'm so happy to finally meet you in person.
Wow, we've been having a great chat during the day today. Listen, Hebel's very, very busy here today. You guys have been getting loads of queries, I know. You just take us back maybe a couple of years, how it all began.
Yeah, it's been wild lately, but indeed we started around 4 years back, and it really started with the idea of my co-founder, Ayushman, and his grandfather turned visually impaired at a later age in life and could no longer use his phone, and that's where the first idea came from. I said, hey, maybe we can develop something to help him out, and that's where it all started.
So just maybe if there's people listening who might know what it is, describe what this tiny little device can do. It's incredible.
Yeah, we like to call it a controller for the smartphone. So it's a way to use your entire phone with voice over talkback, and it just has 8 physical keys that allow you the full control. So they type in Braille, or you can control the whole phone, their voice over or talkback.
So for people who struggle with the touchscreen experience, I mean, I've used this all over the place, but quick things like writing a quick message, pulling this thing out of your pocket, fantastic.
Yeah, I think it's those two use cases. So if you want to type longer messages like quickly, it's ideal for that. And if you say, hey, I don't really like all these swiping movements, gestures, then I would also definitely give it a shot, because that makes it a lot easier.
One of the nice byproducts of the Hebel, I think, is that it is very much driving a big movement towards people wanting to learn Braille.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, today I think we've met more than 5 people that participated in the Braillist course earlier this year and then said, hey, I want to keep using Braille, I want to use it more, and then they went to the Hebel, and now they're using the Hebel one, and they're all faster than me, which is also a little bit frustrating. But also I'm very impressed and so happy to see that this really helps them to get more into Braille and using it more and more.
In so much as you feel comfortable telling us, and in so much as you want to say, where's the future of the Hebel going? Any big plans, anything you can tell us?
Yeah, so I can't say a lot right now, but all I can say is there are really big updates coming within a month's space. So that's like a really, really big update coming. Okay. I've already told Stuart, I know
okay.
he knows, but I can't tell this
say
yet.
It either. I'm not
not yet, but maybe we can, once it's out, yeah. we'll announce it somewhere so Stuart, you also can.
Stay tuned to this podcast,
yes.
You never know. Okay. Freek, so nice too. We'll have to get you over to Ireland next time, but enjoy the rest of the exhibition and safe trip home.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Stuart. It's always great to speak with you.
Thanks a million, Freek. So nice to catch up with Freek, and he's one of the nicest guys. We only got to meet at the stand. I was very sorry we didn't get to do something socially afterwards, but as I said earlier, I had to run to fly back to Dublin, and Freek was heading back to the Netherlands next day. But great to meet Freek, and thanks of course as well to Rob Powell. Thank you to you for listening. That's just about all we have for this month, or for this show, but we're back soon. Until then, from Stuart Lawler and everybody at Sight and Sound Technology, thanks for listening and goodbye.